Welcome to This Week in Brattleboro History,
produced by
the Brattleboro Historical Society
and
the Brattleboro Area Middle School.
This week's story is a tale of immigration and how it has an impact on the history of Brattleboro. A prominent feature of the Brattleboro water system is the Pleasant Valley Reservoir. It was constructed in 1909 and has become the main source of public water for the community. In September 1909, the Vermont Phoenix wrote, quote, "Any person who has not visited the site of the reservoir, which is being constructed in Pleasant Valley as a storage basin for the Brattleboro water supply, has no conception of the magnitude of the enterprise which has been undertaken there. The reservoir, which is being built by contractors Crosby and Parker of Brattleboro for the Brattleboro Water Works Company, will be the largest spring water reservoir in Vermont," unquote. Water sources for the reservoir included brooks named Pleasant Valley and Stickney. Sunset Lake, which used to be known as Marlboro North Pond, was also connected to the water system. George Kroll had been developing a privately built water supply in town since the 1880s and was the force behind the construction of Pleasant Valley. He had previously built the Chestnut Hill Reservoir. Around 1900, Kroll began buying land and water rights for the Sunset Lake Stickney Brook Pleasant Valley system. He also bought the 80-acre George Atkinson farm, as the land included a natural basin that could be incorporated into a gravity-fed reservoir designed to serve the growing Brattleboro community. The 1909 Vermont Phoenix went on to report, quote, "The site of the reservoir was a swamp and was covered with muck to a depth varying from 1 to 3 feet. This muck has been removed. Originally, some of the site was covered with trees and underbrush as well. All stumps, decaying matter, and vegetation have also been removed, and the site has been covered with gravel. A large ledge in the middle of the site will be blasted out with dynamite so that no island will show above the surface of the water. In order to hold the water in this big basin, a dam is being built at the lower end, having a cement core. The Pleasant Valley Reservoir has a watershed of about 15 square miles. Experts say that this will supply water sufficient for the needs of a city of 50,000 persons. 25 acres of ground will be flooded for the reservoir, and on the various sections of the site, gangs of men are now at work. Nearly 150 men and 26 teams are employed. The men are principally Italians, and they are divided into groups, each group having its own boss. All are under the personal direction of Edward C. Crosby in our house just below the worksite," unquote. During this time, the Crosby and Parker Company was involved with many large construction projects. The workers for these projects were often Italian immigrants. For example, construction of the Vernon Dam overlapped with work on the reservoir, and Italian workmen were employed at both locations. The Vermont Phoenix wrote, quote, "25 Italian laborers, the advance guard of the host that will be employed this summer on the Connecticut River Dam, arrived at the site in Vernon early this week and have been employed in preparing the ground for the buildings which will be erected west of the dam. These buildings include a house to accommodate 200 Italian laborers," unquote. And then later that summer, quote, "33 Italians who have been employed on the job since last week were given their walking papers yesterday morning. The men are all members of some society of a socialistic nature and refused to work yesterday," unquote. It was reported that some of the men had been assigned jobs they deemed too dangerous. The paper went on to write, quote, "The boss did not argue a great deal with the laborers, but sent immediately for money enough to pay them off and let them go. It is expected that a large delegation of Italians will arrive in Vernon next week to take the place of those who quit. The Italians had all come from Springfield, Vermont, where they were employed by Crosby and Parker," unquote. Much of the site work for the Brattleboro trolley system was completed by Italian workers. In May 1895, a local paper reported that 36 Italians arrived last night from Troy, New York, and this morning they are swinging heavy picks into Main Street Macadam, while the steamroller blazes away, dragging a steel plow through the surface. This is in preparation of laying track for the street railroad. The Italians will be quartered in one of the vacant buildings at Centerville. A letter to the paper complained about the working and living conditions for the Italian workers. The writer explained that the men were paid very little and required to purchase their food from the same labor broker who arranged for them to work here. It was alleged that the broker increased food prices by more than a third and pocketed the profits for himself. The Library of Congress says that between 1900 and 1910, more than 2 million Italian immigrants came to the United States. Quote, "The vast majority were farmers and laborers looking for a steady source of work," any work. There were a significant number of single men among these immigrants, unquote. The site goes on to explain that U.S. recruiters were seeking people to work for low wages at jobs that Americans were not interested in. In this area, newspapers from 1895 to 1915 contain stories about Italian work crews brought in to complete various construction jobs that greatly impacted the further development of local communities. In the early 1900s, Italian laborers worked at the West Demerson Quarry. They maintained and improved the railroad tracks along the Connecticut and West Rivers. 1,200 Italian laborers built the Boston and Maine Rail Spur. Six of them were killed in construction accidents during the project. Most of the 350 workers who built the cotton mill were Italian. Italians were the main work crews in the construction of the Vernon Dam and the Brattleboro Water System. Typically, a labor broker was hired to gather Italian workmen from port cities and bring them to Brattleboro. Shanties were often constructed near work sites. The buildings included bunk beds and food was delivered to the living quarters. Brattleboro residents did not expect to see Italian workers on the streets of town. In 1909, a local paper described living conditions at the Pleasant Valley worksite this way. Quote, a few years ago, Italian laborers would not eat meat, eggs, potatoes, and American vegetables, but confined themselves largely to bread, macaroni, and garlic. Now their diet has been entirely changed and they have adopted American dishes, especially eggs and potatoes. Sardines are a favorite dish with Italians and they prefer imported brands packed in heavy oils, not cheap American brands. The health of the camp at Pleasant Valley has been exceptionally good with only two cases of illness reported since the work began this summer, unquote. Even though employers went to great lengths to minimize the impact of large imported crews on the town, some people were not happy. A local doctor wrote this open letter to George Kroll, and it was published in the Reformer. Quote, I am informed by a resident of the Pleasant Valley watershed that the Italian laborers on your works have been in the habit of washing their clothes in Pleasant Valley Brook. This might add something to the flavor of the water and increase the variety of microbes entering your water supply. Unquote. Immigrant work crews were instrumental in the construction of many major infrastructure projects in this area. Information for this article comes from local newspapers, town reports, and the Library of Congress. Please join us next week for another story from our community's past.